Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Yes, we praise you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right.
Amen. Thank you, my Lord. God is doing what he said he would do. He laid out his plan before time began, and he saw us the wife of his son Jesus Christ, and we rejoice, for God is keeping with his plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. Oh, God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. We are here where God placed us before the world began. The wife of the Lamb in glorified flesh and bones with a glory of our own. And we're rejoicing, for we know that we are keeping with God's plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. Oh, God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. God is doing what he said he would do. He laid out his plan before time began. And he saw was the wife of his son Jesus Christ. And we rejoice, for God is keeping with his plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. Oh, God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. We are here where God placed us before the world began. The wife of the Lamb in glorified flesh and bones with a glory of our own. And we're rejoicing, for we know that we are keeping with God's plan. God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. God is keeping. Oh, God is keeping with his plan. The great I am that showed himself to Moses and Abraham and came on down to where we are now. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping with your plan. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Oh, all right. The books, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say that we have a couple of new books that'll be going on this afternoon. And the title of the first one is The Whosoever Will People and the Ordained Wife of the Lamb. And the other one is We the Wife Understand the Godhead in Perfection because we are the feminine part of the Godhead. And these are just wonderful, wonderful books. They're masterpieces. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Amen. Yes, those are wonderful books. Praise the Lord. And we trust that you will download them and enjoy them or just read them off the net or ever how you do it. Amen. Praise God. I don't know much about that kind of stuff like internet and so forth like that. So ever how you get it fixed, amen, ever how you do them, they're there and you can have them. Free of charge, amen, as all the works that we do, there's never a charge. Amen. For the downloading of anything. Amen. And freely we have received and freely we give, see. Praise God. Amen. And I enjoyed that song, did you? God's keeping with his plan. It came out and I said, told Barbara, there's something you can write a song about. And she's done had it wrote down before I said it. Amen. And so yesterday and the last few days, anyway, she's been working on it, and I think she came out with a masterpiece there. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's good to be here today to read the Word of God, to hear the singing and the worshiping, and we just thank God for these things. Amen. And thank him that he's still moving by his Spirit. Amen. And he's doing it in a great and mighty way. Praise the Lord. So today, I want to take a little thought on the enter into your rest. Praise God. And when, how and when do you enter into your rest? Amen. And I want to bring this in, not in the sense as the children of Israel coming through the wilderness or anything of that nature, but for our time that we're living in. Amen. Once they knew where they were going and what they were doing, see, they those that were really in the know, we would say, entered into the rest. They knew that they were going to take the land. They knew that the enemy would be defeated. And they knew all those things, praise God. So they rested in that. They didn't have to wonder if this is going to be or if that's going to be. And so that's what we are thinking of today, just the things that God has promised to us. He has delivered. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we can see that there's rest for us. And we've entered into it, and we're not struggling as to whether we're doing right or wrong or anything in the message. We know the message is right, and we're resting in it. We've entered into a rest here, and we're just at rest with the things of God, at rest with the Word of God. And it's not like it used to be back in the different churches when we were in Pentecost and different ones, when we would hear this one to say this is right way or that's the right way. Then it would, sometimes you'd struggle within yourself, and you didn't have that perfect rest. And we didn't stop doing things, but we did it with joy, and we did it in rest. We did it, we knew what we were doing. And that's what the wife of the Lamb has entered into now in marriage. Amen. That we don't have to worry about is this right on glorified flesh and bone, and many of these things. So that's what God's talked about, entering into your rest. So I want to read here in the book of Hebrews. It'll be in chapter 5. And I want to read verse 10. The bottom part of verse 10 here. Well, I'll just read the whole verse here. It says, "For he that is entered into his rest, he also," now watch this, "he also has ceased from his," watch this, "his own works, as God did from his." Amen. Now, when we look at what God did, it says, God ceased from his own works. But yet, through the prophets and through time, through all the Old Testament time, we see the workings of God. It weren't that God sat down and didn't do anything. Amen. He very much did things. But he was in rest. He knew what he was doing. And he knew how to do it. And so he just went ahead and did the things that he did through the prophets and through the Old Testament and what he's still doing now. Amen. But then he said, we enter into our rest. Amen. Now that enter into our rest has to do much with our thinking as to what we're to do and so on like that. And those struggling days, they're over, they're past. And we're at rest with the Lord. Glory to God. And we're at rest in what we're doing. We're comfortable in what we're doing. In other words, we're comfortable in our own skin now. That we know what God has ordained for us and what God's laid out for us. And we are walking in that path. We're not seeking it and working. Now, I know much of the time in many years ago we struggle in different ways, trying to figure out should we do this or should we do that, and fasting and praying. And fasting was pretty much of a part of being a Christian in that time period, as far as we knew. We didn't know. Amen. But we've entered into a rest. We've come into something. And we know. See, amen. We know what we're doing is right, and it's not that we just sit down and don't do anything, because we do things now because we love to do things. We love to do what we're doing, and it's a joy, and it gives us pleasure. Glory to God, amen. I know when we're doing a book and getting it all about ready to put on the net or publish, I hear my wife just, she'll begin to read, and sometimes she'll be laughing, sometimes be shouting, and so on, because of what she's reading and what she knows that this, we've come through all those things. We're not struggling about these things, but we know that this is something for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And others that would be blessed by reading, Amen. But the wife of the Lamb, it gives her a certain rest. And if we don't have that rest, then we are still struggling. Amen. As to, is this right or is that right? Or is this group over here right? And in the independent movements of Christianity today, there's so many different groups, and each one will have a particular doctrine or some point that they will push beyond above all others. And if you're not in with that, if you don't agree with that, see, you are still need to be, according to their thinking, you need to move up to what they are in. Amen. But then the wife of the Lamb, she settled on the marriage of the Lamb. She settled on the things that God has sent, and she's happy with the things that God has sent. And she knows that God sent something, and it's so wonderful, it's so good. Amen. And we rest in that. I rest in this. Glory to God. And so we've entered into a rest. Amen. And just like the children of Israel, they entered into the land. One place they entered in, the houses were already built, and the vineyards already planted, and everything, and they just came in and rejoiced in the Lord. And God, the enemy didn't want to give up their ground so much, so God sent hornets among them. Amen. And the hornets began to sting, and they began to run, and they cleared out the land. Amen. Because the children of Israel had entered into their rest. Glory to God. And they had the place that God has given them. Praise the Lord. And so we have come to this point through the church ages and all those things which we won't involve ourselves with that we've covered so many times. And it's so clear about the church ages. And in that, there was struggling. And there was certain struggling that took place. And praise the Lord. We just love the Lord. Amen. Lord, have mercy. How good this is. Amen. And we see everything just working according to God's plan. Amen. And it's working so beautifully. Glory to God. Amen. And so that's why we're looking at the Word, and we don't try to figure out what would be, what part of the Word is for us. We know what part's for. It's the part that God is given now. Amen. God gave a certain portion to the church when it was in the virgin state, and they came through the different denomination, different church ages. Amen. But here we are. All the church age is gone now. Amen. We've passed through and we've entered into our rest. Amen. Glory to God. Get some of this water here. Amen. that's so good. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we just appreciate the Lord and appreciate these things, how that he's helped us enter into the rest that he has given us. And we're there, and we're solid in it. The rest is ours. We claim our rest. Glory to God. When the some come and try to to talk to us and try to get us to change, do this or do that, or we should do it this way or that way, no, we've entered into our rest. We're happy as we are. We've entered into our rest as God did, and see, we've entered into our rest. Notice, let me read this again, the bottom of the verse 10 here. It says, we've entered into rest as God did from his. Amen. We know that he did that through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, through the church ages and so on, and the early church. But now the wedding has taken place. Glory to God. And we're comfortable. And we're at rest with the saying, and not a saying, but the reality of it, that we're glorified flesh and bone. See, Amen. Because we've entered into a rest. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so those are the things that we're looking at now as we come to the very close of this. And I think and I believe and that it's very, very near the things that God has, how he's going to close it out. He can close it out real fast. Praise the Lord. So we're looking now at a real fast closing out of the things that God has promised. And we're not shook up. See, we're not tore up. We're not trying to, I need to do this and I need to do that and I need to do this. No, we're at rest. We've entered into a rest. Glory to God. And I want you to notice again that the verse we just read, that when God entered into his rest, he didn't stop doing things. He just knew what he was going to do, and he went ahead and done it. Glory to God. And we know, amen, we stay with the word that he sends us present tense, see. Glory to God. And we did that so much that we become the very word. Amen. Amen. Just like Jesus, you know, he began to say things. He'd have seen me, seen the Father. And the word that I speak, they're not mine, but they're him that sent me. And those things, he weren't struggling. Am I preaching right? Am I doing this right? Am I leading the people right? No, he knew. Glory to God, because he was so in the hand of God till he became the very word itself, because the Bible says, and the word was made flesh. Glory to God. And that's what's taking place, see. Glory to God. The word is taking on flesh and bones, see. Glory to God. And that not just flesh and bone glorified, because of the fact that Jesus was glorified before the marriage ever took place. Glory to God. And when he married a wife, amen, we get excited about this. See, he was already glorified. Amen. His flesh and his bones were already glorified, and there was no death in it. Hallelujah. So he took a wife. Glory to God. And she become one with him. Amen. She become the word too. She become part of God. Amen. And here we are today. Amen. We've entered into the rest. We're marching forward. Amen. Enjoying every step of it. Hallelujah. We can sing victory is ours. Victory is ours. Amen. Because we're in him. Amen. In him we live, move, have our being. Amen. So we're actually part of, we become the very Christ, see. Amen. So that's the thing, and that's why we're at rest. We're at rest in him. Glory to God. So that's the thing there. And the children of Israel, they were at rest until they backed away from some of it, and God allowed it so that he could take out a people of the Gentiles, he says, for his name's sake. Amen. And you get this in here in Hebrews, and also there in the book of Romans. Amen. And it's just so good what God has done and what he is doing. But the thought that came to me basically was the rest. Amen. And I say that because of the 65 years or so that I come through all many types of denomination. I've heard many different beliefs, but now we've come to the place where that God is moving, amen, in such a way that he has moved us up to the place where he gave his son, his wife. Amen. And that's us. And we know it. We're resting in it. We believe it. And we're not laboring trying to find something else. Glory to God. So that's the thing that we're looking at today as we go forward. And it feels good to be at rest in him. It feels good to know that we don't have to struggle and try to find another route or a different thing. No, it's right here. We're it. We are the word. We are the way. See, Jesus was the way, Amen. And we become part of that way. Glory to God. So we are the way. Amen. We're the Word. Amen. And that's what makes us at rest in Him. And some people want to know why we're not worried and why we're not shook up and all these things. Amen. It's not in us. Hallelujah. Because He's in us. Amen. And we're in Him. And we're in God. We're part of the whole. Glory to God as we go forward, resting in Him. Amen. So that's the thing that we're looking at today as we see the different situations where people that believes in basically in much of what we're saying, glory to God, but they somehow or another, the things that takes faith in God to believe and walk with, they want to back away from. Amen. Or kind of push in the background. No, we don't have to push nothing in the background, because this is a real thing, we'll say. Praise God. And this is the real Word of God. This is what God has promised. Amen. The total promise of it is the King. Amen. With His Queen. Glory to God. And Jesus went through many things to get us to the place where that we would be like Him, be His wife. Glory to God. Glory to God. Not like the feminine part, masculine part of Him, which was reflected basically in the Holy Ghost. But we're part of that feminine part of Christ, the wife. Here is the King, and here is His Queen. Amen. And now we rejoice in it, and we praise God in it, and we thank God. Glory to God. So those are some of the things we're looking at today as we see the different things taking place. And a lot of people, they worry about the number. Well, God had His number started way back there. Amen. In the first church age and all the way through. Amen. They had to go to the grave because of the time they lived in and so on. Glory to God. But now, here we are, right here at the end time. Amen. We're living, and we were talking, I guess, yesterday or something about, is there something to say that there's a people that don't have to die? Amen. Absolutely. Amen. And that's the Word of God, where He talks about being changed in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye, see. Glory to God. And those that came back, my wife Barbara was talking about this last evening, I believe, that those that came back, amen, they just didn't come back down here for no reason and didn't go back up, see. Amen. But they came down, there's a message for them. Glory to God. Their soul, amen, was already right. Everything was already fixed. Glory to God. But they had to come down here, glory to God, with a living people, glory to God, that was taking on glorified flesh and bone. Glory to, and they too began to take on this same glorified flesh and bone, that together will be called up. He didn't bring them down here in order to turn around and take them back. And they had already overcome death by dying, see. Amen. See, that's how they overcame. Glory to God. In the church ages and so on, they willingly gave their life for it. And therefore, death has no power over them. Amen. And since they've already went through that stage, they're not coming back down here to take on glorified flesh and bone to go through it again, see. Amen. So together, and I can feel that togetherness here this morning. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes it just feels so close, so near. Amen. And that the reason is that's taking place in the Spirit, say. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, again for this water. Amen. So those are the things that's beautiful, that's good. Amen. So those souls, that is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I believe that's verse 14, 13, 14 along there. Amen. It talks about when God sent Christ down, sent Jesus down, amen, he sent them with him, amen, to come down here to be in this final hour of rejoicing, this final hour of being completely entered into the rest. They will have their new body when they leave here. Glory to God. Amen. Because when they come down, they'll come to a people that's taken on glorified flesh and bone, that has faced death and overcome death because of the word. Hallelujah. That is brought. They've become part of that word. So those saints, amen, they're here. It seems like I can almost see them. Amen. And I tell you, we was talking one week about that so much. My wife's back in her little room to convert the computer and all that. And she finished up, and she started out. And I believe we mentioned this last week. Amen. And there she was, seemed like, with all the saints. She didn't see them in person, but they were just all, she knew they were there, and they knew she was there. Amen. And she come through hollering, Ben, holding herself on the chest. And I thought, my, did Barbara have a heart attack or something? Amen. No, that was just a good dash of that Holy Spirit. That's the feeling of that their heavenly realm, feeling of that will come along with all these other saints. And that's why we feel good in the Lord. That's why we can rejoice. And that's why we can shout the victory. Amen. Amen. It's what's around us. Amen. What has come to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And they come to us so that we can all go together as the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Married to the great King. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ sent Christ, when Christ came down, amen, not only the feminine part came, but the masculine part too. Amen. And united together. Praise the Lord. And there we are with the fullness of the faith of Christ. And the fullness of the faith of Christ. Amen. Nothing can stand before us. Amen. And just that, but the will of God, the word of God's in us. And we know, and we don't get out here and try to do a lot of foolish thing. We just worship God. We love God. We talk about the word of God. And we know that we know. And that knowing has a great importance. Hallelujah. And the fact is, when you know that you know, see, amen, then you can't be moved, and you're in that rest. You're at rest. You just lay back and just rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we just, that's why we continue with our printing and all. We enjoy it. Amen. We're putting word out there. Amen. For the wife. And for others, that they would be others that would enjoy reading it. And that's the thing that is taking place now. And as far as the great deliverance revival and all that, that's we came through that. And that was great in its time and its day. Amen. But now he's got something special, more sacred, we would say. Hallelujah. And we can just rejoice in the Lord and think about those saints of God that have gone before. Amen. How that their presence are beginning to be among us and realizing that they will come because God sent them with Christ. Amen. Yes, they're here because God sent them with Christ, see. That's 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. Amen. And you'll see how all that comes into being. Then in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians, Paul began to talk about it also, how that we're the body of Christ and we become the very Christ. He said, ye are the body of Christ. Amen. So that was coming through there, and now they had now those that were making up that spiritual body of Christ, amen, now has solidified, become solid, in other words, become our own flesh and bone. Glory to God, we're the wife of Christ. Amen. Somebody asked me about the Godhead recently. How many do I think it is? And I thought we had that settled a long, long time ago. But now this brings in something else. I said, well, there's God the Father, and then there's the Son, and then there's the Son's wife. I said, that's the part of God that is here, and all the rest of God, the other people are partakers of it, but this particular Godhead. Now remember, Jesus was the fullness of the Godhead. Amen. Fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, he married us and made us the same. Amen. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. But that does not take away or leave out or belittle any other of God's children that's part of God in their realm, say. Praise God. So what we're looking at now is basically dealing with the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And dealing with how Christ made us part of him. And then if we're part of him, then we're part of God, see. Amen. Along with all, we're part of the whole thing. Glory to God. But there's a special part. Amen. And there's a tree of life. The wife will always be recognized all the way through the millennia and in eternity. Glory to God, where people will come up to that tree of life. Amen. And from time to time, they'll just come up and drink, and they can drink from that water of life, praise the Lord, and rejoice in it, and go back to their home. Amen. Their place of abode, rejoicing and praising God right here on earth. Praise God. Amen. Not somewhere in heaven, because we're real people, and glorification does not change you from being a real person. When Jesus Christ was glorified, when he came forth and took up that body, glory to God, he weren't just the spirit. Amen. And he was still flesh and bone, but it was glorified flesh and bone. And that's what we become part of. Hallelujah. And that's why the things are working like they're working, and that's why we're entering into a rest. That's why we have ceased from our struggling. Amen. As to what we are, we're the wife of the Lamb, say. Glory to God. Amen. We're part of him. Amen. And those are the things that those are the things that's wonderful and good, and we just praise God for it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we appreciate the Lord in every way, how that he's revealing this to us. And I love this rest. And you might say, why would you love the rest so much? Well, see, I have come through that. I've fought my way with, say, through all many denominations over 60 years. But now, amen, we don't have to fight anymore. We've entered into our rest. Yeah, and that marriage is at rest, see. Amen. So we could say we've become married to the Lamb. Amen. And so have those that he brought back with him. And they all come, that we all be married together. Amen. And those that came through the church ages, they will be part of the wife. They are part of the wife just as much as we are. Those that are ordained to be part of the wife of the Lamb. Praise God. So here we are today rejoicing in the Lord. We're not wondering, did we miss it here? Did we miss it there? Did we miss a little something over here? Amen. We've entered into our rest, see. We've become married. Amen. We're not seeking to be, but we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So those are the things we're looking at. I want to read this scripture here in Hebrews. And I want to read verse to start. It's in chapter 4, verse 12. 4 and 12. We've read it before in along. It says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful." Amen. Now just think about that. The word of God is quick. That means it's got life, quick and powerful. And then it goes ahead, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now I want you to watch this. How it not only deals with the thoughts of the heart and those things, but deals with joints and marrow. Amen. That's flesh. Flesh and bone. Glory to God, but it brings a glorification. Amen. Praise the Lord. My wife's just getting shouting back there because a light just came right by her.
Yes. It was just like this.
Amen.
My face come that way.
Oh, praise God. You want to come?
Oh.
Amen. You want to come tell about it?
Goodness. I was just sitting here.
Yeah, okay. Amen. And we're talking about this thing.
Okay, I'll tell it.
This thing. Yeah. Amen. I don't know if they can.
Ooh.
Amen.
Praise.
Okay, but she'll tell us to get through here. Amen. I tell you, folks, see, when I talk about he brings those with him, see, glory to God, God sent Christ down. Amen, because there had to be a marriage. And along with him, he sent all those saints that were at rest. And we find where they at is in the fifth chapter of Second Corinthians, there, how that if this earthly house, this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God reserved in the heaven. Then it calls it tabernacle and so on. Other words, they went there. But when he came down for the wedding, amen, for the jubilee, amen, God sent them with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So here we are all today, rejoicing in the Lord. And so it's not unusual. A lot of time we get on these things for we see a light like a pillar of fire, orange, big pillar of fire. My wife's pointing her hand there and just having a fit back there, we'd say. Glory to God, a spiritual fit. Amen. As she saw all that coming in. Amen. Well, see, let the glory fall. Amen. And why not enjoy these things? Why not enjoy the presence of God and the presence of the saints of old? And I used to say sometime in preaching, I would say, "How am I doing, Paul? Am I doing all right?" Amen. Well, if I was just preaching what Paul preached while he was here, that's written down, I probably would be doing partially all right, half all right, because there's another part, amen, that was held in reserve, glory to God, not for the engagement, amen, but for the marriage, and it has accomplished that, and we can see the signs and the wonders that's taking place, amen. It's just wonderful. Glory to God. It's wonderful what God is revealing. Amen. As we talk about the Word of God and to see these great things and the things that appear. And I was here preaching something, and a brother that didn't necessarily come to church here all the time but visit us sometime, he said, "I saw a light, right? Your head was right in that light." Amen. When you were beginning to tell about this, amen, like a pillar of fire or something. Amen. Well, these things are wonderful. They're great. Amen. And we're at peace. Amen. We've entered into that rest. Amen. And we, along with the saints they bring with him, are resting together, are married to him. And now, Amen. We're the wife of the King. Hallelujah. And here we are. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We just thank God for all these things. Amen. How wonderful they are. And that he would permit us, I guess that might be the right word, I don't know, or allow us to partake of these things. Amen. These heavenly things. Amen. These things that is reserved. There were certain things that was reserved in the Old Testament, kept in the Ark of the Covenant, like manna. Amen. Was kept in the Ark of the Covenant there. And the priest, when they got a new priest or something, someone came a special reason, they got some of that manna out and ate it. Amen. But that manna just kept right on lasting. And if we ever find that the Ark of the Covenant, I don't know if we ever will or not, because that day has come and gone. And a lot of times God just let it be what it was. Amen. But we don't know all about it. But that manna will still be there. Amen. And we just praise God for all these good things. And now we are eating that spiritual food. Amen. That gives us, that gives life to this, not only the soul, but to the body. See, what we read here today, it says it's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even the joints and the marrow. That's getting in the flesh. Amen. This thing has got in the flesh, changing our flesh. Glory to God, glorifying our flesh. Amen. And we're just enjoying these good things of God.
Amen.
And going to continue to shout about it.
Amen.
Going to continue to rejoice about it. Amen. And what comes our way that may look like a little contrary situation. Amen. It don't hinder us. We're at rest. We've entered into that rest. And we can't un-enter into it. Amen. We got that rest. And it's from the Lord. We got that knowing, we would say. That rest and that knowing. Amen. That what God has given us is for the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Glory to God. Not necessarily for the engagement or for the virgin that's engaged, but it's for the wife. Amen. We come from the virgin stage to the wife stage, and that's a big difference. See? Glory to God. Although one, you can't have one without the other. Amen. It's all important. But now that the virgin has come over into the wife stage, and they're the wife too, see.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we're rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. And that, yes, do that thrill me when the, like a light come in or something like that, or the thing, it does. Amen. And one brother was here, and he got up to, I got through ministering in one of the meetings we had here, and he got up, yay, I've raised this place up, and I've ordained it. My people shall come and find the answer. And someone said there was a light around him when he was doing that. Amen. So those things take place from time to time. Amen. And he does it to bless us. And we've entered into that rest. It don't make us more solid in this because we are at rest in it. It just adds to the blessing of what we have and just makes us know that this thing, amen, is soon come to a conclusion, and we will all be together. Not when I say we all, I'm talking about from Paul on up. Amen. There's Irenaeus and all those, and those saints of God, and we just praise God for it. And we just wonder sometimes in amazement, look in amazement how God did it and how God let it go. Wherever he has someone to hear the word, he made a way for it to be there. Amen. And that we praise God for. Amen. So we just thank God for all these things. And to today. This has been a good thing. Amen. Amen. Just see my wife pointing and right. Okay, you can tell about it in just a few minutes here. Amen. These things, see, it's just so good. We're not out here trying to win the world or win the nominations or somebody with a different type belief. Amen. Let them have their belief. They may have a place in God somewhere that we're not aware of, but we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've entered into the rest, and we know our part of the word, what part of the word for us, and we're rejoicing in it. Praise be to God. Amen. So I believe we'll just close this talk out today. Amen. But I tell you, it's well worthwhile to what God did today here. Amen. And I've one day here I saw a light just go right up side the wall while I was preaching. And that's not just an isolated case. It occurs quite often. And it's not just for me or my wife, but other people. Glory to God. And I could give you different testimonies. Amen. But then we want the word, and we want to feel that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we want to realize how important it is to be the wife of the Lamb, and realize that you're the wife of the Lamb. You're at rest. Amen. You're at peace. Amen. And nothing can change that. Glory to God. There may be an enemy may try to sometimes disturb you a little bit. Amen on something. But this is right. And God's vindicating it and has been for many, many years. Glory to God. 30, 40 years. Amen. It's that we've been here since 61, I believe, 62. Amen. Things been taking place. Glory to God, and the word's been going out. Amen. There's many people that has sit among us that's not here anymore. They've gone. Their time had time period to run out. But now we're coming to the final stage. Amen. Where he brings those saints with him. Glory to God, and come back. And there's a marriage that takes place. Masculine and feminine married together. And now we're part of the whole, see. Amen. Part of the Godhead. Amen. And that's why we're rejoicing in the Lord and praising God. Amen. So let's pray here before closing out. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, it's just wonderful. It's just so good. Amen. These things that you're doing. Amen. As one in the Bible wrote, it's just too wonderful for me. Amen. But we praise you for it. We thank you for it. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just praise you for Christ the wife. Amen. That you've made your children. Amen. Your wife. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Barbara, come tell us about that experience you had. I think that's testify however you want to testify here. Amen. I feel like that would be really good to close out on. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. While Ben was reading that scripture in Hebrews 12, right at that part at where he said joint and marrow, well, I was sitting back there, and all of a sudden, right beside the side of my head was an amber type light, and it came zooming right beside the side of my face, like, and I jumped back. Actually, I jumped up, and that's when I jumped up and said, "Whoa!" And it just came flying right beside the side of my head and went straight out across the pews. And I just praise the Lord for it. And it was right when he said that about joint and marrow. And it was just a beautiful light. It was small, and it was amber, whitish red looking, kind of mixture altogether. And it startled me so bad that I jumped back and jumped up. And I just praise the Lord for seeing that and him giving that to us. And I just praise the Lord for the message and thank him for it. Yeah, that shook me up a little bit. Okay. I've read the Bible through many times, and came the gushing of the Spirit of the masculine part of Christ. Filled my soul with joy and pure delight, and at that time I praised you, Lord, for the word of life. But then came a message as a thief in the night, and brought the spirit of the feminine part of Christ. Married us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and gave another source of joy, now shown, of glorified flesh and bones. Here's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and king. Oh, it's the joy of glorifying flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and king. Here's the voice of Christ the wife, sounding out her message in this moment of time, loud and clear, showing that redemption is here, making known this new source of the joy of glorified flesh and bones. It's not joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and king. Oh, it's a new source of joy given by our Lord, husband and king. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. A new source given. Praise God. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate that song. Appreciate what God did.
That's because we got a new language.
Amen. Amen. God gave us new joy and he gave us a new language. Amen. I preached a message on that sometime back about a new language. Amen. The wife understands it perfectly. Praise God. Some others might not. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just praising the Lord, glorifying God, worshiping him in spirit and truth. And it's more and more. It's just something we can't help but rejoice about. Amen. And I thank God that the Spirit has been here this morning, the Spirit of Christ and those saints of God they brought with him. Amen. We can feel their spirit around us. Amen. Amen. Did you tell about that when you came out of the office? Amen. If you feel like telling it again, I tell you, since this is refreshing, I thank God refreshing it a bit here. Amen. How that...
Okay, I'll go ahead and tell that if Ben's wanting me to tell it again. I just had a heaviness on me, and you know, it was in my spirit, and actually I felt it physically. And I had left the bedroom. It was at nighttime, and I had gone into the computer room, and I was doing a little bit of work back there, anyway, it just this kind of suddenly happened. Before I had gone back to the computer room, I started thinking on the departed saints, like Paul, and then all the others that we've known, like Sister Atha, and Ben's wife that had passed away many years ago, Joyce. And I was just thinking about all the departed saints. And it was very strong on me. I had nothing else on my mind but that. And just all of a sudden, it's like a joy rose up inside of me. And I knew that they felt me, and I felt them. It was that strong. And it was a joy that I've never experienced in my life. And the heaviness was gone off my back. I didn't have that anymore. And I can't explain the joy. It was coming from within me. And I felt their joy, and they felt mine. And it was radiating out of my chest. It was actually a physical thing. And it was so strong that I put my hand over my heart, you know, my chest. And I started crying. And I wasn't crying out of sadness or anything. It was joy. It was a joy that... not even when I get revelation, you know, there's a joy that goes with that, especially with the glorified flesh and bones, the revelation of it. But this actually surpassed that. It surpassed anything I have ever felt in my life. And I don't know what would have happened if I would have stayed like that. I don't know. But I come running down the hallway because I actually thought that this was our total, you know, translation, that we were totally being changed over. Because right now, that's what's happening. We're actually being changed because the more us, we're taking on glorified flesh and bones by this word that's being preached, that came in and solidified in us. And that's what's causing the change to take place right now. Mm-hmm. And so when that happened, I came down the hallway and I was just holding my hand over my chest. And I was crying with joy. And I was saying, I started saying, Ben. And I didn't know what I was going to look like when I passed the bedroom mirror, or what he was going to look like when I saw him. That's how strong it was. And he stood there looking at me, and I was trying to explain what was happening. And then I guess he realized what it was, and he, you know, he started rejoicing too. And that stayed on me probably about 15 minutes, that strong. And, I mean, it's just very hard to describe it. I actually wrote it down and called an inexpressible joy. And I tried to explain it the best I could, and it's almost like you can't explain it. And it has to be experienced. And, you know, with the revelation of glorified flesh and bones, say we are experiencing glorified flesh and bones. We're getting to experience that by these revelations that we're receiving. And I just praise him for all that. And I praise him for his presence. You know, we have his presence in the preaching of the word and in the revelation of the word. But then we have the outer manifestations that we're seeing. And I praise him for that. And we have seen so much of that here. And it's just wonderful when he comes in and does that. And I just can't thank him enough for what he's done for us and what he's doing for us. Bless you, Lord, for it. Bless you. Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Appreciate the Lord and what he's doing. And it just doesn't stop here. It just, we don't come back saying, Lord, let us see something or let something great happen. No, we just come back to worship God, to rest in the Lord. You're the Word of God. And then God just does what he wants to do. And usually it's real good. Praise the Lord. We just praise him.
I was asking to hear from the Lord. Remember, I said I'd like to hear from you in a dream.
Yes. Yes, my wife said last night, she just liked to hear from the Lord here.
That personal thing.
Yeah, and just like that personal. Amen. Well, I tell you, it's without words. You just can't find words to describe it. But we just praise God for it. Amen. All these words of this life. And Peter came, and when he went to Cornelius, I said, all the words of this life. And this life is not the natural life. It's this life that we feel now. Oh, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. All right, is there anything else here? Amen. We just praise God for it. All right, we're going to be dismissed, and we'll just praise God. And this service be on the site before the day's out. Amen. So we just praise God for the means God has provided for us for these things to be done. Amen. All right, you're dismissed. Amen.